David Huns files to run as a candidate for mayor of Skagway. And the Haines Tourism Advisory Board discusses preparations for an increase in the number of visitors this summer. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. The Haines Sheldon Museum is closed until further notice due to concerns about an antique explosive in its inventory. A military explosive team will arrive tomorrow to assess the object and determine how to safely dispose of it if necessary. Haines Sheldon Museum Director Helen Alton says that the World War II era mortar was made for the Japanese Army.
It looks like a torpedo, kind of. It's kind of a teardrop shape with wings on the end. It's about 16, 20 inches long, and then 81 millimeters is the diameter. It's kind of heavy. We handled it quite a bit.
It first arrived at the museum in the early 90s. According to Alton, it was donated to the museum by a Haines resident who had a collection of items from World War II that he used for history talks.
His uncle was in the Pacific Theater and he was in the European Theater at the same time, and so this was part of his uncle's collecting.
When museum staff carried out a review of its collection inventory last year, the mortar was identified as an item that may not fit with the museum's mission to preserve history of the Chilkat Valley. At a collections committee meeting last week, Alton says that staff examined the object and were trying to find out more information about its origins.
We didn't have any paperwork that said it had been deactivated. We had no good documentation. And so we were trying to figure out how would we determine that. And so we called the police to find out what they would know.
Haines Dispatch received the call about the mortar on Friday. Haines Police Officer Chris Brown went to the museum to examine the explosive, but was unable to determine whether it posed a safety risk. So images of the mortar were sent to the 716th Explosive Ordnance Disposal Company out of Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Anchorage. The company is tasked with responding to unexploded military munitions found in communities throughout Alaska. Police Chief Heath Scott says the company advised the department to close the museum to the public and staff. Captain Brandon Browning of the 716th EOD says that further assessment of the mortar is required and it is safest to treat the item as a live round.
From the pictures we received, it seemed possible that it could be a legitimate Japanese piece of ordnance from World War II. And so as of right now, we're just treating it and responding to it as such. So it's just always best to treat something as worst case scenario. And so if it looks real, it's best to treat it as real and the precautions that go along with it.
Browning says that the 716th EOD, in partnership with the Alaska Army National Guard, is sending a team to Haines on Thursday. They will determine if the mortar could explode and the best way to render it safe. This isn't the first time that an old explosive has been unearthed in Haines. In 2007, a tourist discovered an unexploded grenade near the Port Chilkoot dock. 4 years later, a mortar from World War II was discovered during a cleanup of the same area. Ironically, the Haines Sheldon Museum was scheduled to open a new exhibit on Friday commemorating the 75th anniversary of the Battle of Attu, the only ground battle of World War II to take place on American soil. Alton says it is a shame the mortar couldn't be used for the exhibit.
You know, if it was empty, it would be great because it's really cool. I mean, it's a really interesting looking piece. But I don't think it's going to make it into an exhibit case, I'm afraid.
The opening of the exhibit has been postponed until the explosives team determines the museum is safe to enter. Monday was the deadline to file as a candidate for the special mayoral election in March. Skagway residents Andrew Cremata and David Huns put their name in the running. KHNS spoke with Huns to learn why he decided to run for mayor. David Huns has been living in Skagway since 1959. He runs a fuel delivery company and managed operations at the ore terminal as president of Mineral Services Incorporated. He has also worked for the state's highway department and White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. Huns has been involved in local politics in the past. He says he served on the assembly for 15 years. After his time on the assembly, he was appointed to the Port Commission. Huns says he is running for mayor because he is worried about Skagway falling behind other coastal communities.
Everybody else is getting way ahead of us. They're They're building other facilities and making improvements to their ports, and we're still struggling on trying to even decide what we're going to do with ours. So hopefully I can provide some guidance and some leadership on getting us a path.
Hunt says he believes he would be an effective mayor because of his familiarity with different stakeholders involved with the port.
Well, I've dealt with the ore terminal. I've dealt with the cruise industry. I understand the dynamics that's going on in our port, and it's just a matter of getting all the parties together and getting something worked out that everybody's going to be happy with so that we can move forward.
The special election for mayor will take place on March 19th. Residents can file to run as a write-in candidate until March 15th. The winner of the election will serve the remainder of the current mayoral term, which ends in October. Wednesday was the first meeting of the new year for the Haines Tourism Advisory Board. They are preparing for a significant increase in summer tourism this year. Claire Strempel has more.
According to a report at the Tourism Advisory Board meeting, the Haynesboro will be host to increased cruise ship traffic in 2019. Carol Ann Wooten, the Haines Tourism Director, reported several new ships are coming to port, including a 600-passenger ship from Asmara Cruise Lines and the return of the Alaskan Dream Cruise. Some of the new ships are bigger than others, but Wooten says they're all important this year. The new ships aren't just a quantitative change, but a qualitative one.
They are all truly high-end cruise lines, and they are looking for a high-end experience. Their people are going to be, I expect, will shop the community.
Cruise arrivals will begin in late April this year. The board expects nearly 65,000 cruise visitors and 29,000 crew this summer. Wooten says this is about a 16% increase over last year. Last year, Haines had increased docking, but not such a marked increase in passengers. Last year, Wooten says she did not have enough volunteers to keep docks staffed. She's asking the borough for a $12,000 to $13,000 budget increase to pay for two part-time dock staff.
You often watch people come off the cruise ship and kind of look a little confused. Okay, where do I go? Having somebody on that dock is going to make people feel a lot more welcome.
She says that because there will be additional high-end cruise ships, the borough is welcoming visitors that anticipate services at the dock. Haines is expecting more than just cruise ships. The board expects an increase in road traffic as well. The Fantasy RV Caravan scheduled 6 tours of 24 RVs for multi-day stays in town. Wooten says there was a jump in Yukon traffic last year and expects that trend to continue. In Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also check us out on the NPR One app and Stitcher.